Our first and second guests on the East Coast Conference podcast star on the top baseball team in the conference this year. Today we welcome the Molloy University Shawns, senior left fielder Sean Serrano and senior first baseman Sean Welsh. Welcome to the pod, guys.
Of course, thank you for having us.
Molloy is 78-20 in regular season conference action over your careers since 2023. The Lions went 26-4 in ECC games this spring, claiming the 2026 ECC regular season championship for the fifth consecutive year. You guys have only ever really known the top of the conference. Overall, Molloy is 36-9 this spring. Sean Welsh, what do you feel has led to the Lions' success this season?
I think a lot of our success comes down to the standard that we hold to each other. Our coach has kind of repeated all season that great teams find a way to win even on their off days. So that's been a big part of our identity. From a pitching perspective, I can't say enough good things about what's been done there. Just seeing where they were in the fall to where they've gotten to now. And I'm real proud of them. But from a hitting perspective, I think our lineup is really well balanced. We could sort of lean on the bottom of our lineup for production. And we've kind of built this pass the baton mentality at the plate and just trusting the guy behind you to get the job done.
You know, in some lineups, you can kind of see the holes, right? You're saying that in your lineup 1-9, there's really not that.
Yeah, a lot of teams, you're hoping that you get to the top of the lineup, whereas for us, we know that those guys at the bottom of the lineup are just as good as the guys at the top.
Molloy has won 27 of their last 29 games. Sean Serrano, the Lions are hot. Looking back on your senior season, I'm sure you'll remember this winning streak right now. Talk to me about that.
It's been awesome to be a part of and definitely something we'll remember. But honestly, it wasn't a surprise to us, you know? The way we prepare every single day in practice, we expect those results. And we trust the work we put in. I think that's why we've been able to stay consistent and, you know, keep it going.
Sean Welsh, you are bolstering the Lions offense with a .409 batting average on 70 hits, 55 runs scored, 48 RBI, and 12 home runs to go with 14 stolen bases. You're seeing the ball really, really well, which is such an understatement. What do you attribute to another standout season at the plate?
I think for me, the raw ability has kind of always been there, but the biggest change has been the confidence I've gained over the last 2.5 years. So a big part of that is working with the coaching staff to build like a specific game plan and hunting my pitches and then making sure I don't miss when I get those pitches and just trusting that process. And then also my grandma gives me $10 for every home run that I hit. So having that incentive is nice too.
So that means you've made $120 this year. That's a nice little
pot.
Yeah,
it's $20 for a grand slam, but I haven't gotten that yet. So
maybe this weekend, Sean, maybe
I
this weekend.
So.
In clinching the number one seed for this weekend's 2026 ECC Baseball Championship, Molloy earns the right to host the entire tournament at your home Mitchell Athletic Complex. Sean Serrano, as a senior, what does hosting mean to you?
Hosting is a huge privilege for us. You know, there's really no place like the Mitch in May. The energy is just different, and we're expected to be on our home field, and we're definitely ready to make another run.
Sean Welsh, same question for you as a senior. What's it mean to, and I'll take Sean Serrano's words here, host at the Mitch in May?
Yeah, so our field definitely takes some adjusting to. I won't get into the specifics of it, but we know the field better than anyone and the conditions. But of course, the real advantage is having our home fans and families in the crowd. Most of our team's family lives right nearby, so we could expect the stands to be pretty full this weekend. And this is definitely one of the more engaged crowds that I've seen in my time here. So I'm just glad that they're on our side.
Is your grandma the loudest of them all?
No, she keeps her place. She's pretty quiet.
You two aren't just seniors. You are four-year veterans who have stayed the course at Molloy. It is a transfer portal world right now in collegiate athletics, but you've both remained very loyal to the Lions. What factors do you feel have encouraged you to stay? Sean Serrano, let's start with you.
Every team I've been on here has definitely been different, you know, different personalities, different styles of play. But the one thing that's definitely stayed the same every year is the bond we have as a team. It really does feel like a family. That's something I feel like you don't find everywhere, especially in today's college baseball world, as you said. The culture and the relationships I've made since I've been here are a big reason why leaving hasn't even been a thought.
Yeah, For me, it was simple. I mean, I'm in a winning program surrounded with people who are like brothers to me. And at the end of the day, I wanted to be somewhere where I knew we could win. And I wanted my family to have the chance to come to every single game.
Sean Serrano, Malloy has won four of the last five ECC championship tournaments, including the last two, which we spoke about a little bit earlier. Can you explain what makes the ECC tournament a special experience for our student athletes?
For me, it's like the mindset we bring into it. We go in focused on winning every inning, every pitch right from the start. The competition is definitely so high and every game matters, so you really have to be locked in. And it's also special because it's what you work for all season, having a chance to compete for a championship with your teammates, brothers, makes it mean so much more.
You guys will open up with fourth seeded Duville on Thursday at noon. And then, looking ahead to Friday and then making a run at another tournament title on Saturday. Sean Welsh, last question, obvious one. What will it take to win it all this year?
We know we have a target on our back when you're at the top. Everyone is coming for you. So I think for us, it's simple. We can't take anything for granted. Anything that happened in the regular season doesn't matter now. And if we think it does, then we're going to be out of here quick. The second thing is just take one game at a time. If we're overlooking game one towards the championship, we won't make it there. And then finally, just trusting that everyone does their job and the results should take care of themselves.
The 2026 ECC Baseball Championship runs this Thursday, May 7th through this Saturday, May 9th, and features number one Malloy, number two Mercy, number three St. Thomas Aquinas, and number four Duville, all at the Mitchell Athletic Complex in Uniondale, New York. Fans can catch every pitch on Flo College. Sean, good luck this weekend, and thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
The East Coast Conference has partnered with TicketSauce, a cutting-edge event ticketing and marketing platform designed to support athletic programs, campus events, and fan engagement as its ticketing platform for all ticketed 2025-26 ECC championships. Included in this collaboration are a modern, mobile-friendly ticketing experience, flexible on-site and online ticketing tools, custom branding and white label support, and more. TicketSauce, a proud partner of the East Coast Conference. Our third and fourth guests on the East Coast Conference podcast this week star for the top softball team in the ECC. Joining us now is the dynamic duo of the St. Thomas Aquinas College Spartans, senior middle infielders Adriana Coira and Elise Marcano. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you for
Thanks for having
having
us.
us.
Thank you for being here. Adriana, the Spartans dominated ECC action this year, finishing 18-2 in the conference en route to claiming the 2026 ECC regular season championship. STAC has either won the regular season title outright or has clinched at least a share of it since 2022, which means that the two of you have never known a season where you're not the top dogs in the conference. What was it about this year's team, do you think, that made you successful within the conference?
I think we had a lot of camaraderie between the team. I think being able to gel on the field as well as off of the field was very successful for us. I think building that relationship off of the field helps us play better during the game. Also, this year we've been able to stay very consistent, and even if we're not consistent, like we're able to pick each other up on like other areas of the game. We've been able to stay true to ourselves, and we've been good at holding each other accountable and being able to back each other up.
You two have been dominant at the top of STAC's lineup this year, hitting out of the 1-2 spots. You're two of the top three run scorers in the conference, with Elise scoring an ECC leading 44 times and Adriana right behind at 38. And the two of you own some of the top five stolen base numbers in the conference, Elise with 18 stolen bases and Adriana, you with 15. Elise, what do you think makes you and Adriana one of, if not, the top 1-2 punches in the conference?
I think it's just the faith and the chemistry that we've built with each other that makes us like that strong duo. We have a very similar game style, so I know if I do my job to get on base, that she's going to do something that's going to get me over or get me in. But I also know that if I don't do my job in that moment and I didn't get on base, I know that she'll be right there to pick me up and get on and keep the momentum going for each other. So I think it's that trust in each other and just like the motivation of just wanting the same goals for each other.
In clinching the number one seed for this weekend's 2026 ECC Softball Championship, STAC earns the right to host the entire tournament at home on Spartan Field. Adriana, as a senior, what does hosting mean to you?
Hosting is really important for us, especially because we get to play on our own home field, and we've obviously just practiced here every single day, so being able to play on our field is really important and beneficial for us. We also get to play in front of our own fans and fan base, so that's beneficial as well. And hosting is something you work towards all season, so seeing that payoff is really rewarding.
Yeah, I would say it's like a full circle moment. Like, not many seniors get to still play on their home field come their senior day and everything, their last game there. So it's definitely very rewarding, like she said, that we get to still play on our field and have the home field advantage and be home still while we can, because obviously there's not much longer for that.
Of course, and you alluded to this, but you two, you're not just seniors, you are 4-year veterans who have stayed the course at STAC. You both just reached your 200th games played in your doubleheader against Queens on April 29th. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you've started alongside each other in STAC's middle infield for your entire careers. I asked your SID, Brad Sarno, was there ever a time where they were in different positions? And he said, I can't think of any. They've been together all 4 years. Elise, how have you seen Adriana's game grow over the last 4 years?
With confidence and being a leader, she's grown a lot because when we were freshmen, obviously it's like scary at first, like you're new, like we were super quiet, she was super quiet, and like the last 2 years being 2 year captains, like you have to step out of your comfort zone in order to lead the team into the right direction and like continue with the bar that was set from our freshman year. So I think she's grown a lot with confidence and leadership, and then also like her freshman year she was like a slapper and like still super good and got on base a lot, but then now she's been like walking off games with power and like home runs and stuff. So it's like exciting to see how much someone can grow.
Yeah, I think me and Elise are really similar, like in our gameplay. So I would say for her as well, just growing in confidence and leadership. Like she said, we both were really quiet when we came in, and over the last 2 years being captains, like we've really just stepped up and had to lead by example and just be that leader. But yeah, Elise has been a really consistent player over the 4 years we've been here. Like, whether it be on defense or offense, she's just really consistent and she's an all-around player, and you can just rely on her. Like, you could just always rely on her in a big moment. But yeah, like, I think she's really good at obviously defense, but obviously on the offensive side of the ball, like, she's really good at mixing it up and being able to lay a sneaky bunt down or also hit for power and get doubles or triples. Like, yeah.
Triple threat for Elise, absolutely. Question for the both of you now. It is a transfer portal world, as I'm sure you have recognized over your careers, but you two have remained loyal to STAC. What factors have encouraged you to stay? Let's start with you, Elise.
I think the biggest thing was like the people and the relationships that I've made here. Coach Sullivan too was a big reason because she was always very motherly figured as well, beyond being just a coach. And also just like the history we've built since freshman year, like that was something like I wanted to continue to be a part of because we knew how much potential we had with such a young freshman class at the time moving forward. So it's definitely just like the people, the relationships, just like everything of what the program then meant to me since my freshman year.
Yeah, I've been able to build a lot of important relationships at my time here, and I feel like I wouldn't want to change that or trade that for anything else. Like, a lot of the relationships I've built, I'll probably have for the rest of my life. I've also been able to build a really good relationship with our coaching staff and Coach Sullivan. Like, she's one of my favorite coaches ever. So yeah, I've been able to build a really good relationship with her, and also being a part of like a winning culture and a competitive team also like gives you that motivation and that drive to want to come back and stay here and be a part of something great.
Elise, speaking of something great, STAC has won two of the last three ECC championships, taking it all in 2023 and 2024, and finishing runner-up last season, really competitive Saturday last year. What makes the ECC championship tournament so special?
I would say everything that comes behind it to get to that point is what's just so meaningful about it. Like, if you asked us in the beginning of March of this year, Like, were we going to be here at the top like this again? I would probably, I think we all would say, like, no, because it was definitely a slow start, but it's the like blood, sweat, and tears going through all the preseason working out and the getting through all the bumps and bruises to get to this point and play good softball. So it's like super meaningful to be like part of this again. And like I said, our time here has been a historic run for Stack. So to be able to do it again and possibly win a third championship is just like exciting, and the competition going on and getting to compete is just like a very valuable moment.
Adriana, what's it going to take to win it all?
I think we just have to stay true to our game, stay consistent, and really just have that trust and belief in each other. Like, we've already made it this far into the season. Like, I think it's just time to focus on the small things and try not to do too much, and we'll be successful that way.
The 2026 ECC Softball Championship runs this Thursday, May 7th through this Saturday, May 9th, and features number one, St. Thomas Aquinas, number two, Mercy, number three, DeYouville, and number four, Staten Island at Spartan Field in Sparkill, New York. Fans can catch every pitch on Flo College. Elise and Adriana, good luck this weekend, and thank you for being here today.
Thank
Thank
you so
you.
much.
Signature Rings is the exclusive championship ring provider for the ECC and known for their speed, exceptional quality rings, competitive pricing, and great service. Their commitment to top quality craftsmanship and personalization allows the ECC to celebrate our champions in our own unique way for all of their hard work and success. For more information, visit signaturechampions.com. On behalf of the Malloy Shawns and Stacks, Adriana and Elise, this is ECC Associate Commissioner Nikki Philpott wishing all of our student athletes competing in the ECC Baseball and Softball Championships a safe and healthy championship weekend. Be sure to join us next Thursday for our final East Coast Conference podcast episode of 2025-26, where we close out the year with ECC Commissioner Jessica Grasso.